I'm in the car on hands-free. I'm driving north, northwest to be precise. When I'm in the car, I'm normally listening to podcasts and trying to catch up on lots of audio media. I've just been listening to a podcast talking about a study which was done in Leicester University. Leicester not being very far at all from where a lot of my family have lived and still do. Leicester apparently did a bit of research on where they thought the happiest people in the world lived. And as this car slows down into what looks like a traffic jam, I guess not here right now, not that many happy people around, especially when I look in the faces of the cars around me. The result was the happiest place in the world, should you want to go and live in the happiest place in the world, is Denmark. And the one of the least happiest places, believe it or not, is the United States. I don't know how many were in the survey, but although it was above Pakistan and Iraq, the United States came and ranked 20. So I guess if they looked at every single country in the world, 370 odd, however many they are, then that's not a bad result. But you'd expect somewhere like America, living the American dream, people would be happier. But not so. When I was travelling for about 10 years, I came to a conclusion, I guess, learned something which for me was really important, and that was my interpretation of what I think the secret of happiness is. And I can explain it relatively simply by saying the secret of happiness lies not in the acquisition of more, but in developing the capacity to enjoy less. Does that make sense? In an equation, it would be happiness equals satisfaction over desires. I came to this conclusion when I was waking up in my hammock on the porch of my little cabin on a beach in Southeast Asia, where I'd been for over a month and probably paid a couple of quid a night for the accommodation. In the morning, I'd spend 50 pence on the most delicious kind of granola, fruit and natural yogurt breakfast, do a bit of yoga, noodles for lunch, a few beers and some fried rice, beautiful dish or pâté for evening meal. And I really, really did not want for anything. Travellers coming through used to give me books, I used to exchange my books with them, I had my music, and you were always exchanging mini discs back then. I was genuinely, really, truly happy. I didn't expect much from life, and that was the key. If I could wake up in the morning and see the sunrise over the sea and know that I had enough money in my pocket for food, I was happy. That's when I tried to write down exactly why and how this was happening. And that's when I came up with the secret of my happiness lies not in the acquisition of more, but developing the capacity to enjoy less. Ever since, I guess, if I've been buying stuff, it's always been tools. Always tools. You know, I don't necessarily care for a nice posh TV and all the rest of it, but when it comes to a camera, I like to get the best tool. When it comes to a computer, I like to get the best tool. But that's all they are, and I'm very, very aware that they're just tools. When you speak to the Danish about why it is they're so happy, they say they have no expectations or very low expectations, so they are very regularly easily pleased. They pay massive, massive amounts of taxes, something the Americans would never really be happy doing. The Danish can pay up to 50% in tax, but they're paid to go to university. Their elderly are looked after. If they want paternity leave, they get 6 months full pay. I know where I guess I'd rather live, and I'm glad that they've kind of agreed with my own principles. It seems that way anyway. That's the secret of happiness to me.